This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And happy 2014. You know what that means with 2014 finally here? That Disney World trip you've been looking forward to is right around the corner. And you know what? The last thing you want to do is get to Walt Disney World finally and then wait in really long lines. After all, it just seems like Disney World's more and more crowded, even more crowded than ever. But the good news is touringplans.com has the tools and resources for you to see everything and doing everything without waiting for everything. And you know what? We've got a special code for you just for right now. If you use code ZUZU2014, ZUZU2014, you will save 21% off a subscription to touringplans.com. I mean, that means just a subscription is a few dollars, and that will make your next trip all the much better. Check them out right now, touringplans.com.
This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
It's Monday, September 22nd, 2014, and this is episode 1399 of the WDW Today podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from the Mickey Miles podcast and touringplans.com. And with me on the show today is the man behind the magic of Mouse Wheel Radio, none other than Mr. Michael Newell. Mike, how are you?
Mr. Scopa, it's so nice to hear you in the hosting chair tonight.
Oh, it's kind of bumpy. I had to raise it a little bit. It was kind of short, but now I'm comfy. So it's fine. I don't know if I'd like to be here all the time, but in this chair. But it's good to change is good sometimes.
And you've become the hardest working man in podcasting, I will say.
Oh my God. I think this is number 35 this week. So
good luck, bro.
We'll see. Good luck, bro. But, you know, I do it for the peeps.
That's right.
Also with us on the show is operations manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and she does wonders. She does magic. Her name is Annette Owens. Annette, how are you?
Hey, this is so already laid back, relaxed. I like the feel of it.
It's nice.
Well, it's the wine and the cheese that does it, plus the soft lights and, you know. So it's just the three of us, and we are looking at question backlog, and we thought that it would be a good time for us to dig in and try to get up to date with all the questions. So we're going to have Mr. Newell read the questions, and we're going to give a best shot at answering them. So, Mike, if you please.
Okay, we're going to start this first email from John from New York, John Pappas. He writes, just a thought for planning. Don't fly in late, and if you need an SUV or minivan, agencies are overbooking. We reserved an SUV out of Orlando to go to Clearwater first and then drove to Disney after 4 days on the beach. We showed up late August at 11 p.m. to a major car rental agency, and we were told there were no more SUVs or minivans even though we had a reservation. That sounds like a Seinfeld gag. You know how to take the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation.
That's right.
We were lucky that EZ Car Rental had one. The other agencies would not rent to us because they were holding their SUVs and minivans for other reservations. And they actually used one of the bigger ones, so I don't understand. But his question is, his brother served in the Marine Reserves 10 years ago. He is no longer in the Reserves. Is he eligible for the Shades of Green?
Good question.
We always refer military with Shades of Green questions to Shades of Green, so I'm not sure if you have to be active. I know that my father-in-law was retired military and still was able to get, but I don't know about if you're not retired from the military.
So regarding the Shades of Green eligibility, I'm looking at their site, and their site for all who would be interested in is shadesofgreen.org. And it talks about there's an eligibility tag you can talk about. You can find out who's eligible. I could do a real quickie go through of this. Armed forces and their families get up to be on active duty, reserve and National Guard, cadets and midshipmen of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine academies. And, of course, you need an ID. You can also be here's some interesting things. I don't know. Other uniformed services, public health service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Commission Corps.
Wow.
That's interesting. Armed Forces retirees and their family members retired from active duty, reserves, and National Guard with or without pay. And others separated from the armed forces and their family members, honorably discharged veterans, all kinds of involuntary separated service members under their transition assistant management. So there are also some more. I don't want to spend the time, but again, you can go to shadesofgreen.org and you can find out all kinds of things. And it's kind of frustrating because you can also see book rates and everything and categories. And oh my God, it's what a great deal. Makes you almost want to. No, it doesn't.
They deserve that discount, yeah. Trust me.
So go to shadesofgreen.org and you'll find out a lot of information.
All right, next email is from John Potter of Hudson Falls, New York. Howdy, neighbor. Greetings, Matt, Mike, Len, and whoever is there for the day. I guess that's you.
That's me.
I'm planning a big two-family trip for the winter break in 2016 and was hoping to get some advice for planning and dining. We are hoping to have at least 6 people per family, totaling 12 people. What are some good sit-down restaurants around the monorail that can fit a party of 6? How about a party of 12? Should I even try to make a reservation for the big parties or just test-a-bomb the place? I was thinking about doing 2 family dinners late at Chef Mickey's on our Animal Kingdom Day. I did a ADR in 1998 for 27 people at Ohana. So it's doable. I mean, you 2016, you got to book that first day, that 180 days out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to be that AM to get that many people. But if you're doing 12 or 6 would be no problem on a monorail resort.
Yeah. The larger the group, the further out you need to really book. And you know, you're talking Ohana, Mike, you're talking the wave. Maybe the wave.
Yeah,
maybe?
I was thinking the wave. Chef Mickey's
definitely works. I've taken about 28 people there.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to not sit together. That was kind of our thing, because they can't, unless you're the very first reservation. And that kind of goes with any restaurant that you're going to when you're going with a larger group. If you're willing to split up a little bit and not be right there all in one location, it works a little better. Or be the first one in when they open.
Yeah, you need to be very flexible. And that also means with
times. Oh, we did Kona.
Kona, yeah.
Oh, that's right, Kona. Yeah.
I got a last-minute ADR Kona within 20 minutes. Of, you know, I guess I could have walked up and got it, but we were on the monorail, and with the app, I was able to go. We're going to Kona for dinner.
But again, if you're going to have that many, you're not going to have 20 people sitting at one table. You'll have them broken up into 3 or 4 tables probably.
Yeah, I think he said the max was 12 for the group. So I think 2 tables of 6 they probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, depending on each restaurant, they have a different cutoff point where they'll say this many, if you're going to go with 20 people, you have to call into group dining. And then that means you have to speak with the manager. I recommend splitting it up into 2 different groups.
Of 6.
So that you can book it online, because by the time you get a hold of a manager and then they call you back, other people can take reservation times away from you.
Okay. Next Sounds email good. Is from Matt of Oakdale, New York.
Hey, Matt.
So just watch some videos of the 24/7 What's Your Disney Side Day, which raised this question. Where would you nap for 60 minutes uninterrupted in the Magic Kingdom?
Well...
I know a spot.
You know, Mike, did I ever tell you? Yeah. 60 minutes, huh?
60 minutes uninterrupted. Well, you can't guarantee being uninterrupted, I guess.
Wow. Magic Kingdom.
There's no, well, I guess if you sat in Carousel of Progress long enough, you can go around a few times.
Yeah, but people are going to have to get around you to get on. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, where would you go where you wouldn't have to have somebody ask you to move?
The people mover? Because at night, you can – we've done it where we just ask to go around again, and they let you.
Not for an hour, though.
But if it's not crowded, I guess they would. Does Mr. Washington get
Could
me another
Could you find
ride?
A spot over on Tom Sawyer's Island, possibly?
That's what I was thinking, waiting for the raft. I mean, because obviously they close at sundown, but waiting for the raft maybe there?
At night, though, it's probably closed. So if he's, I don't know what time of day he's talking about.
Mm.
But well, if he's talking about like doing the 24-hour day and it's nighttime, like remember, Mike, when I fell asleep at the in Adventureland.
Yeah, but you were like right. We were on a bench.
Yeah.
And I remember Len was wired. He was walking by us at 5:30. He was wired. He just had coffee or whatever. It was like, dude, you know.
You know though, but if you can sleep through anything, a bench anywhere.
Let me tell you, because I fell asleep and I wasn't bothered. I mean, Mike woke me up because we were going someplace, but
we had a video podcast to do.
We had some shooting to do, but.
And then if you could ride Haunted Mansion all night, you know, I mean, that's.
Nah, they're not going to let you do that. Yeah.
No. There were some.
How about a nice chair over at the Tomorrowland Terrace? It's usually very quiet over there.
In a corner. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. If you could find a restaurant that would be open that you could have a little. How about upstairs at the Columbia Harbor House if it was open?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a possibility. Or, but it's closed now, where the Geppetto House used to be able to go. Well, there was a secret stairway that you could go up, but they blocked that off. You could go up there and just sit in a table and be hidden and you could just sleep. But very, very hard.
Okay.
Very hard.
Next question is from Jonathan of Santa Monica, California. Hey, guys. I'm attending Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom with my girlfriend on October 13th. I'm wondering if the Be Our Guest restaurant will be open during party hours. And if so, is it possible to grab a glass of wine as part of the quick service meal, or is that only available during table service?
That's a good question. I don't know, and I would hope to know because I'm going in 2 weeks. I don't know if it's going to be open. That's a good question.
Jonathan also asks, are there any additional places in or around the Magic Kingdom to grab a glass of wine, beer, or a cocktail? And that would be only at the Monorail Resorts.
So from what I've – and I've been doing Mickey's Not So Scary since, I don't know, 2003. And I don't recall if the sit-down restaurants are open once the party begins at 7 o'clock. Now, that doesn't mean that there would not be anybody in there. My guess is that if you have an ADR for Be Our Guest at 6 o'clock, you'll be in there and you'll be able to dine. But I believe that once 7 o'clock comes and we hear that audio throughout the park, all the sit-down restaurants close. And for the most part, anyone wanting to eat would have to go to a quick service. That's my take.
Okay, that sounds good. That makes sense. Next email is from Chad Werrick of Norton, Massachusetts. Hello, gang. My partner and I are going on our first cruise next year. We're going on the 4-day Dream to the Bahamas, and we're using MEI and MouseFan Travel, of course.
Nice.
We are flying in the night before the cruise and want to stay at a Walt Disney World resort. We are not getting any park tickets. We will end up getting into the area around 8:30 p.m. on Sunday night, the 16th. I have two questions. One, we want to stay in a Disney bubble on property. What resort would you suggest so we could grab a simple dinner roughly around 9 and a buffet-type breakfast the next morning?
A buffet breakfast?
Yeah. And will they have time for breakfast before they're picked up the next morning?
Ooh.
Well, I guess,
if you're taking Disney transportation over to the ship, then it tends to be later in the day. So definitely they'd have time for buffet breakfast. They grab your luggage early, but they take you later in the day. That's a complaint a lot of people have, is they're not there right as the port opens to get on the ship if you use Disney transportation. So that would be a problem. If they're looking for a restaurant but then a buffet in the morning, then it sounds like we're talking maybe a deluxe.
Mm. Chef Mickey's.
I think that, because I would just think as late as you're getting in, you'd want to go straight to your hotel. I could be thinking this wrong, but I think you'd want to go check in, go get some food, and then get up the next morning and have a buffet. So I would think you're kind of talking maybe the Contemporary, maybe Beach Club, if you're wanting a little Beaches and Cream for dinner. It depends on what kind of sit down, what kind of dinner you're talking.
Yeah.
And you'd have all the options around Boardwalk right there for dinner as well.
That leads to the second question. Is there one dedicated bus to transport guests to the cruises from the world, or multiple buses? Any idea what time of day they might be picking us up? And is there an advantage to one resort over another to make sure we have a good bus time to get to the cruise?
There's multiple buses, and they, just like Magical Express, they tend to use, it depends on where everybody's staying, obviously, how many different resorts, but typically there's two, three, possibly four. So just like my Disney, the, you know, getting to the airport and then you've got to stop at four resorts, you're going to be picking up people along the way and going as well. So it all depends on the number of people and the number of guests. That's why they give you your time for pickup the day before.
Sounds good. Next email is from Amy from Nash, Vegas. Is that like Nashville and Vegas?
Could be. Country betting.
Never heard of that. Okay. Amy from Nash, she asked a really quick question. Does your annual pass start on the day you buy it or the first time you use it?
It's the first time you use it, right?
Yep. Yeah, I had a DVC, had a special deal, but I bought mine. Ooh, good. I bought it just before it the deal expired, and I waited a year to use it. So I was able to get another year out of my current AP and then scan this one. So it was the first day you used it. Well, she was just asking if it starts the year you actually purchase it, which, no. It
starts the very first time you go through that turnstile.
Right, but what the time constraint is of that, I don't know. Scabetta is screaming at the car right now. I can hear him.
Settle down. Mr. Newell, thank you. Miss Owens, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. I mean, Mike.
I would know who to thank, just saying.
I know. As always, we want you to feel free to send in your questions. We will try to answer them as soon as we get a chance to. You can listen to older episodes on www.today.com. You can see our show notes. And we hope that you feel free to send us questions because we're always here to help. So for Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio, for Ned Owens of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, for Len Testa, who is somewhere, and for Matt, what's his name?
Who?
This is Mike Scopa saying, we will see you next time.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.